pour yourself a cup of coffee. It's the Sunny Side Up Show with Edgar and Philip.
For most people, this is the time of the year when you're holiday shopping, booking plane tickets.
Mm-hmm.
In the world of pop culture, however, it is a time to look back.
Yes.
On the year in review.
Rewind.
It is that time when all the publications talk about their favorite music, movies,
books, all that stuff.
So we figured for one episode, we'll just cover the entire year of 2019. Bundle it up.
Yep. The good, the bad, the ugly.
Exactly.
The pretty. Yeah.
Now, before we get into the specifics, though, how do you feel about 2019? Like, overall thoughts. Let's say 10, 20 years down the road, you've got little Edgars running around. Maybe a tween-aged Edgar. Oh, and that they're like, you mentioned a pop culture reference from this year.
Yeah.
You know, Post Malone or any number of things. Yeah. And they're like, oh, Daddy, what was 2019 like? How would you?
Well, let me tell you about Lizzo. And this is how... The truth hurts. No. I took a DNA test and 100%. Yeah. Turns out I am that person. I would probably say TikTok is probably what 2019 is. For me personally, I was thinking about it actually. I was talking to some people about it. And I was like, oh, wow. I went through some like, obviously, you know, I'm a privileged person. And I have to be very thankful about what I do have and my friends and family. But overall, 2019 was kind of a low year for me. Some like bad things, quote unquote, bad things had happened to me and a lot of high stress, a lot of stuff. But sort of looking up for 2020, and we can talk about that next episode when we talk about our New Year's resolutions and what we look forward to in the coming year. But, you know, when I think of 2019, it's just to me, 2016 to 2020, that like 4-year span. If you know why that's a 4-year span, I don't want to get political, but things have been crazy.
Yes.
Things have been crazy. And 2019 has not let up. It's been just as crazy and just as wild. And,
well, we're amping up for 2020.
And we're amping up for 2020.
So there's this weird time in the air where...
Yep.
Yeah.
How about you? How would you describe it? How do you feel about year 2019?
So on a pop culture level,
yeah,
it's a shadow of 2018.
In a weird way, it is.
2018 was such an amazing year for movies, music. Yes. I mean, just I remember when we were doing our music podcast last year, it was just like, is it going to stop with how many like amazing projects have come out this year?
We haven't had that as much this year.
And I feel like this year I went and saw less movies in the theater. I listened to less albums this 100%. Year. And it just kind of felt like I was hoping that it would be a continuation of 2018. It was a little lackluster for me.
We had some really awesome moments, but overall, it wasn't as packed as 2018.
Yes.
But to me, it does... It's funny you say continuation. Maybe because I consider it like 2016, 2020, but I consider all that sort of like one blend of all the craziness that's happening.
Definitely. You know what I mean? And I would agree with that. And I feel like 2019 was just a little lackluster. On a personal level, you know, I mean, I did turn 30, which is kind of a big deal. So that there was a lot going into that, but it was just kind of a low year, I think, all around. And I think it's partially with whatever's in the air right now,
mixed in
with just kind of how crazy things are getting, and we have this weird 2019 is like a true divide of generations. Like, most generations would just kind of laugh off the generation before them, but I think this is the first time where the generation before us is like, no, you suck. Like, what is going on?
And this has been a contentious...
It's crazy.
I mean, the OK Boomer thing.
Yeah, and that just kind of really defines what...
Totally.
Even since 20... It's like the nice bow on what these past 4 years have been, and it's...
It's interesting.
It's interesting.
To see where we go from here.
You're kind of, to me, I'm excited for what the next decade has to offer.
For sure.
Because I'm hoping we can only go up from here. Yeah. You know?
I agree. One other thing I sort of been thinking about, 2019 has sort of been like the year of memes, where 2018 and previous of course we've had memes and yeah. it's been great. And maybe you could argue like around iPhone era when we started getting like memes more widely available, you could argue that's like the meme year. But 2019 in itself has been a meme year. It's like, instead of having all these amazing movies and albums and books, we had amazing memes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it was meme central, and it's like we needed these memes to feel better throughout the year. But yeah, let's go through some.
It's a way to laugh off some of the tough times, you know? Yeah.
So let's go through some like cultural touchstones for 2019, some crazy things that have happened in 2019. Okay.
So the first one that was like big to me was the whole Area 51 thing.
Yes, I have that on my list.
I feel like
that was a great moment.
It was, because Area 51 has been looming in the back of everyone's mind since like what, the 1950s. Mm-hmm. So it just, the fact that it was never going to be taken seriously, I feel like, but I feel like just the whole fact that we're just like, all right, we're all going to meet up and we're going to bum rush Area 51 so we can see aliens.
I love that. That it was kinda like a great collab where everyone's like coming up with all these memes and jokes, and it just took over the world, and everyone was talking about Area 51 and let's see them aliens, and everyone wants an alien, and what would you teach your alien? And it was just so much fun. That was a great moment, and we've done episodes on it on this show.
Yeah.
But that was really just, for me personally, as someone who's obviously a big alien fan, if you've heard all the previous
conspiracy
episode,
theories and all kinds of stuff,
like that's my jam, and I absolutely love that. That was just too much fun. I love that. That's a great one. That's absolutely a great one. I'll just go through my list sort of randomly. Firefest documentaries.
That's on my list as well. Yeah,
so Firefest happened multiple before 2019, but it wasn't until 2019 that everyone got the story. And I think it's just the perfect definition of how we are as a society right now.
Yes.
So what a mess. Just a huge mess. Go watch those Firefest documentaries.
They're both really entertaining.
So entertaining and interesting.
You would be afraid that you would be watching the same stuff over.
Yeah.
But it's almost like they took the footage that we got, you know, of the sandwiches and the way that people were going crazy for housing and stuff like that, and how it just all fell apart.
Right.
But they both movies took two different angles on how to approach this story, which I thought was interesting. I do.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
That was on my list as well. Another thing that was on my list, because I'm very happy that people will stop talking about Game of Thrones. It has finally come to an end.
That was a big moment.
It is.
Of Game of Thrones. We should talk about that.
Because Game of Thrones has been the cultural conversation.
For 8 years now.
I have never been in the introduction portion of meeting somebody without them saying, "You watch Game of Thrones?" I do not know. I'm sorry, we cannot talk. And that ending conversations, like,
yeah,
that was honestly like my way of getting out.
This has been your
social
time.
Like,
oh really? So now, wait, so now you're happy or sad?
I'm happy that we can talk about something else now.
Oh, I'm sad and happy.
Yeah,
but I think we'll remember 2018 for the controversial ending.
I love that it was controversial. I'm so happy that
you're so spiteful. Why?
You
just want us to suffer.
No, I just want it to be over.
Okay, fair enough, fair enough.
You know, it's like I never jumped on the train. I never saw an episode. It's not my style. I'm not a big fantasy person.
Love it, though. That's the crazy thing is that you, knowing you, would absolutely love that show.
I disagree.
I think part of you doesn't want to like it because people love it so much. And you're like a contrarian. But trust me, if you watched it, you would love it.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
But fair enough. That was a big moment. That's also on my list. But for more of a positive twist, even though the ending was quite garbage. The ending of Game of Thrones, quite the cultural moment. Huge moment. Love it. All right. Next thing I have, let's keep going down here. Cause I could go all sorts of, I've already mentioned TikTok. That was a big moment.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the cat meme, the lady yelling at the cat. Absolutely love the cat
so
meme.
So good.
So good. And what I love about this meme is that it's a memes meme, because it was two separate memes that some meme maker out there memed together.
How many times can you say meme?
And all of a sudden, it's like transformed and become this big thing. The lady yelling at the cat eating a salad. And it's just so funny because you can just do so much with it. And my goodness, have people done a lot with it. And it crosses language barriers. It crosses cultures. It crosses everything.
Yeah.
Love it. Love it. So I had to mention it.
I think that is a perfect thing to go with. I'm going to take it into the music of worlds. The world of music. Sorry.
Oh, I think we have the same one.
I'm going to take my horse Old Town Road. I mean,
yeah,
come on.
Come on, Lil Nas X.
Duels everywhere.
I mean, okay, his album wasn't as good.
I loved it.
Or his EP or whatever.
Yeah,
so that's
I enjoyed
why
he was
not on the list.
Panini was a great song.
Hey, Panini, don't you be a meanie. But Old Town Road, if we did a top 10 songs of the decade.
Cultural phenomenon.
Old Town Road would be on there. It literally broke records. Literally the number one, the longest any song has ever been. More than the Beatles. Yo.
Also, so great that
Mariah
it appeared
Carey.
On the country Billboard
yes,
charts.
Appeared. Absolutely, man.
I mean,
absolutely.
You can't argue that
you
that's
cannot
amazing.
Argue.
I mean,
I love that. That was such a great moment. Old Town Road. Love
I agree.
It.
And he seems like a fun dude.
He seems so
you
amazing.
Know? Like, you want to support Lil Nas X. Yeah. Like, I'm on board.
I love him.
Yeah.
I love him. And Billy Ray on it. Brought back
yes.
Billy Ray. Oh, my goodness. That was the moment. And then the video came out.
The video is hilarious. I love that video.
I love Old Town Road. Love it. Yeah, that's a great one. I'm going to make it interesting. I'm going to go with a movie. Came out very recently, but it's a movie I highly recommend. Everybody go see Knives Out.
Oh.
So good.
Okay.
Ryan Johnson, Knives Out starring Chris Evans, probably one of the bigger names on it, but a lot of amazing people in this movie. Just wonderful mystery and just totally not what you expect. And
yeah.
I'm recommending it to everyone. You will love this movie. You need to go see it.
I do want
to
see it.
A murder mystery for 2019. It's perfect.
Okay. Wow. I was not expecting that. I guess I'll go ahead and bring up a movie as well. We kind of talked about this a little bit yesterday.
Yeah.
Endgame.
Endgame.
A film that capped off a decade-long story.
Yes.
Something that's never been done in cinema and just unbelievable. What the empire that Marvel Studios has built under the now Disney banner. Just crazy
love
stuff.
Love it. I'm going to go with a person.
Ooh.
Keanu Reeves.
Nice.
This was the year of Keanu Reeves. Everybody fell in love with Keanu Reeves again this year. He had that moment where he came out for Cyberpunk 77 and or 2077, and he was like, no, you're beautiful. And everyone like fell in love with him. And, of course, John Wick. 3 and all the great stuff happening. I am just a huge fan of him, and I love that everybody loves him again. And it's great to see, because he just seems like, from everything we've read and heard about him, he just seems like genuinely one of the greatest like people ever. And he's had such a hard life, but he keeps pushing and being this great amazing guy. So Keanu Reeves, keep doing what you're doing.
Okay,
excited what you do next. Did you hear John Wick 4 and Matrix 4 are coming out on the same day?
I did see that.
That's wild.
Yeah.
That's wild. They're going to have to move that.
We'll move back out, and it's probably going to be the Matrix.
Yeah.
I would be
shocked
if they were going to try and compete with John Wick, because we all are going to go see John Wick.
Yeah.
I am going to kind of go along the same lines with you, talk about a person who I
Greta Thunberg?
So
Time Person of the Year?
She won Time Person of the Year.
Yes, we should talk about her, but
which makes sense.
Yes.
I mean, I guess. because honestly, I would give the award for Person of the Year to Lizzo.
I love it. Yeah.
One of the best albums of the year.
Yep.
She is a cultural figure.
Mm-hmm.
She is a, you know, it's so amazing how so quickly she became loved. And there's good reason why. She's so much fun. She seems like she's got all that great energy.
It's so positive.
The picture, the recent story about her at the Lakers game.
Oh my
just
gosh.
Like, you're rooting for her though.
Yeah,
you're
I
just
love
like,
her.
Get it. Like,
get
go.
It.
Go
love
do
her.
You.
I
and
love
it,
her.
It, she's just so fantastic. And I think it's a great person to have kind of roll into the next decade with.
Yeah.
Because it's like Keanu Reeves, you want to root for Lizzo.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Love her. That's a great one. I'm going to go with, for my next one, a product that was announced that just got the memesters going and got everyone talking, and it was so wild and crazy. I am talking, of course, about the Tesla Cybertruck.
Oh, wow.
Did you see this thing? Do you remember?
The truck?
Yes, and how everyone freaked out and went crazy over it and arguing about it and the memeing. The reason I picked it, one, because it was like genius product advertising. Like, no, there's no advertising. Everyone just advertised because of the memes. But what made it so perfect, I think, was that it totally challenged convention for normal design. When you see that truck, you're just like that. I was genuinely taken aback when I saw it. Like, I could not believe that a major auto company was doing that. Like, I was just absolutely shocked. And it, like, it looks like a DeLorean more than a truck. But I absolutely just blown away. And I've loved all the memes, and I've loved how it started a conversation on a design that we haven't had in a while. And here's the thing. Cars are ugly, y'all. Like, cars are boring. And yeah, is the Cybertruck beautiful? No. But guess what? It starts the conversation and it gets people going. And that's one thing that I love about 2019 is I sort of feel like we're getting a shift back in design. We're getting bolder designs, more interesting designs, not just in the automotive field, but everywhere. So I love that.
No, so, I think...
had to pick it. Also, Elon Musk, wild, crazy dude. Wild and crazy dude.
That is true. I would I would definitely agree with that. Interesting guy. I saw the ATV.
Yeah, you want
and
that
And
it was
thing? Just like, why?
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 Why not? That's the crazy thing. Why not?
Because it looks... weird.
It's all weird.
Like, all right, would you drive that truck?
I placed an order for it.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Shut up.
I did. Yes.
Why?
Because why not?
Why?
Why not? Why not? Why not? I want a. When in my life am I going to do something crazy? I want that stupid truck.
And that is the thing you chose.
Yes, that's what I chose.
Anyways. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, you're complaining until we go on that road trip.
Oh, yeah, of course. Like, I'll ride in it. There's no doubt. I'll have a grand old time riding in it. But
it's going to drive us to Colorado. It'll be perfect.
Why would you pay for that thing?
Okay.
How much is it?
$57,000.
Whoa! What?
Yeah, it's expensive. It's expensive. It's expensive. Actually, it starts at $40,000, which is very good for a truck.
It's such a waste of money.
It's very good. It's okay.
Such a waste.
Okay.
I mean, look. I mean, but you don't even need a truck. Like, what would you use a truck for?
I don't need it. That's why I want it.
Are you gonna buy the ATV to go with it just to say you've got it?
No. No. I want the truck. I want to drive to HEB. And I want people to be like, what the heck is that? That's what I want. We don't get to have that experience. We don't get to drive Lamborghinis and Ferraris.
Tesla truck is like the best you'll get?
Yes. The Tesla truck, people, if you park a Tesla truck next to a Ferrari, people are not going to be talking about the Ferrari.
Wow. That is not true at all.
It is. Absolutely.
No.
When is the last time people were memeing Ferraris? No, no one cares.
The only reason memed that truck is because of the test failure. That to me was the only thing that
they
made
memed it because of the design, the insane design. Why would they design it that way? I love it. I absolutely love it. I love that it's so wild.
It feels like Kanye West created a car.
You know, he ordered like 10 of them.
Oh, I'm sure.
Easily.
He'll probably say it's the best vehicle of all time.
It's insane.
Yeah.
And like, I can't wait to drive in Mars on it. So I can't wait to go to Mars, use it as a spaceship. I know. I will mostly be going to the grocery store with it and loading it, the groceries in the back.
Okay.
Okay. Moving on. What else?
I can't get over the fact that you chose that and that you want to buy one. Let's talk about a movie. This was a recent movie that in a day and age where we are kind of expecting one thing when we see a comic book based movie, and then you have the script flipped and you bring in a movie like The Joker.
Oh, The Joker.
With Joaquin Phoenix, directed by Todd Phillips.
Yes.
This to me was a movie that had
all the Oscar noms.
Oh yeah, yeah. He's nominated for like everything for the Golden Globes.
Oh yeah.
Best Picture, Best Actor, Best Screenplay. Like there's a bunch of stuff that it's. But also too the controversy that came along with it. This is a movie that so many people are talking about.
Oh my goodness.
The importance of its release even outside of the film itself.
I know a lot of people who love it and a lot of people who hate it. Yes. There's strong feelings both ways.
There are also people who hate this movie, not because of the movie itself.
Yep, that
but
too.
But because of stuff that surrounded it and kind of feeling like it was kind of an anthem for
a certain type of people.
Yeah, like violent types of people. And that wasn't really the case at all. But I just thought it was really well done. And it was nice to see that somebody took the comic book genre and changed it and made it unique and different. I felt like, that was kind of such an interesting take and hopefully is kind of the transition into people making more interesting comic book based movies.
Absolutely. Or a different take on them.
Yeah.
And it's going to be interesting to see what they do with the Batman coming up. But this got so big and so successful, they're making a sequel.
That's a rumor.
No, it's confirmed.
It's a rumor.
No, it's confirmed.
It's not.
It is.
No.
Whatever.
I think that's a studio.
No, it's they're doing it. It's happening.
I'm 50-50 on that.
Okay. Fine. You can be 50-50 all you want, but it's happening.
I think that's a studio that made a statement because of how much money it made. I don't know how on board Todd Phillips is. I know they offered him up a lot of different stuff. I don't know. I'm a little iffy on that becoming a thing.
Joker 2 does not need Todd Phillips.
Well, it doesn't need to happen, in my opinion.
I know what you're saying. I'm just saying the studio doesn't need him to return. They will make it. You know what I mean? This movie's so successful, they will make it.
I know.
And I agree. It's sad. Yeah. It should just stand on its own. But it's going to happen. They're making this movie, dude.
We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see. Yeah. I think it's just talk right now.
Okay.
But I'll be curious to see if they do another one. But there was also talks that they were going to let him do other origin stories from different villains. And that was the route they wanted him to take, was to maybe do like a Lex Luthor film or a couple of other different popular DC villains.
That would be interesting.
Yeah.
That would be interesting.
So.
Okay. Awesome. Along those lines, Watchmen. I've talked about it, done a whole episode on it.
Yeah.
Everybody go see it. It is genuinely confusing and almost disturbing how good it is. Like, I don't understand how they got it to be so good. And I think everyone's expectations were so low, especially after the movie. Like, we were not expecting it to be what it is. And I'm just absolutely blown away.
My question to you, though, is Watchmen, Mandalorian. What do you put above the other in terms of like nerd culture this year?
Let's save that for when we talk about The Mandalorian.
Oh, you're going to actually talk about The Mandalorian.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's because I have feelings on that.
I want to bring up another album. Again, kind of mimicking some of the stuff Edgar has said on a previous episode this week. Billie Eilish. With her album,
of course, Billie's,
When We Fall Asleep, mm-hmm. Where Do We Go?
Meteoric Rise.
When you want to talk about another artist kind of along the lines of Lizzo, where you're like, this makes me excited to see where music can go.
Mm-hmm. That's her and her brother.
It excites me that there is somebody who is not, that looks like a Barbie doll. She's not putting out mindless pop right. music. It's got depth. It's got emotion. It can be sad.
Right.
And it allows for a more broader audience of people to connect with the style of music.
Yep.
And I feel like this is the first person in a long time that has done that for pop music.
Yep.
Where like everyone can get on board and you're not just like, oh, that gross radio music. It's really well done music.
Right.
And for me, it makes me very excited to see what she's going to do next.
Yeah.
Because this is such a, this is her debut, right?
Yeah. She's my favorite artist right now.
Yeah. So fantastic.
She's so young. Like I keep saying she's so young and I just mean it. Like I cannot believe she's so talented. I cannot wait to see what other projects she works on, what she does. And she just directed a music video. I mean, she is hyper talented. She's awesome. Okay. Last one for me, and we can talk about the question you just asked me. I think quite possibly could be argued one of the top moments, if not the top moment of 2019, Baby Yoda. Let's talk about Baby Yoda and how quickly Baby Yoda has won everyone's heart, and everyone must protect and love Baby Yoda at all costs. Baby Yoda, the Mandalorian, the Baby Yoda memes just quickly took over, even if you don't watch the Mandalorian. But I think it can also bring in conversations about Disney Plus in general and what the Disney strategy.
Yeah.
And I think 2019 brought the real competitors to Netflix with Disney Plus.
I would agree.
The first real competitor. And that's fascinating. That's interesting. The Mandalorian, the style, it's being released episodically. So it's not all released at once. You can't binge it.
Yeah.
It's every week you get an episode. And that's just so interesting and refreshing. It's creating event television. So when you ask me, like, Watchmen versus Mandalorian, if I'm being honest, Watchmen, they're both high quality, amazing. Mandalorian's actually the most expensive television show in history. I think, like, pretty much they spent, I think, like 15 to 20 million per episode.
Well, they're saying it's going to be the same with all those Marvel and Star Wars kind of.
They're like mini movies. Yeah. They're literally mini movies. Yeah. Each episode's movie quality. And we've never really seen anything like that before. Until Game of Thrones, of course. Once Game of Thrones, we sort of got used to that kind of television as a movie. You know what I mean?
Right.
Quality-wise, they're both high quality. Me personally, I enjoy Watchmen more as a TV show. However, as a movement and as a fun thing to watch, The Mandalorian, absolutely up there. So I love both. And you know, my heart will always go to Star Wars. I love Star Wars. That's my favorite. Star Wars is my favorite franchise, my favorite world. And I want to live in Star Wars. I live and breathe Star Wars. So, you know, of course, I love The Mandalorian. And Baby Yoda, just give me Baby Yoda.
Yeah.
Just give me Baby Yoda, please.
It's
so cute.
It's everywhere.
Freaking cute. You see, you're annoyed.
Yeah.
Because You haven't seen it yet, though.
I mean, it's not even that. It's just like, it's...
You hate when people love something.
I hate when people love something too much.
Okay,
fair enough. Where it gets to the point where I'm like, okay, if I see one more Baby Yoda meme, I'm going to quit the internet for like 2 weeks.
But you must protect Baby Yoda at all costs.
That's not... I mean, look, I'm excited to see Mandalorian. I'm excited what Disney Plus does.
You will love Mandalorian.
I wouldn't be surprised. I am going to wait and binge it. I'm going to wait until it's all done, and then I'll watch all of it.
It's almost all done.
We have
4 more episodes.
Yeah, so I'm just going to let it play itself out, and then I'll sit down. Cause it's only half-hour episodes, so I feel like knocking it out in one day would be fine.
Totally, you can
do it. No, yeah, I'm excited. I think Disney Plus is going to be huge.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just their back catalog alone is insane. So, and I'm excited to see with the success of The Mandalorian what they do next.
I'm so excited for the new Obi-Wan show. I'm excited for all the Marvel shows, Loki and WandaVision.
WandaVision looks weird. Wow. Did you see that first image?
Yeah.
It's bizarre to see that. I don't know.
I'm so excited. Yeah. The What If series too.
Yeah.
I'm just so hyped.
Yeah.
I'm very excited. Yeah.
I agree. So I actually kind of thought we could end on both of us took big trips this year.
Oh, that's true.
I kind of thought maybe we would end on a personal note.
Yeah, because let's do it.
Celebrated my 30th birthday outside of Texas, and you went on probably the one trip you'll talk about for the rest of your life.
I will go on other trips and talk about this trip.
Like, I've never heard somebody remind
everyone
that
I've been. Okay, now you're exaggerating, but yes. Well, I went on the trip I went on was a trip that a lot of people hope to go to, like, once in their life. Like, that's the trip that a lot of people aspire to.
Yeah.
And I got to do it. So, of course, I talk about it all the time, every day. No, I don't. But I do talk about it a lot because it's a place that comes up a lot in the fields we work in when we work in creative fields. This is a place that constantly comes up when we talk about movies and music and blah, blah, blah. I went to Japan.
Yes.
I went to Japan. Long story short, I went to Japan this year during spring break and then a week after for me. So I was there a little over 2 weeks with some friends. It was magical, wonderful experience. I hope I don't bore everyone when I keep mentioning Japan, but Japan just keeps coming up. Like,
to be fair, it
keeps coming up, and it's like yesterday I had ramen. Like,
and you were like, it's not that as good as in Japan.
No, I didn't say that at all. I didn't even, you'll be proud of me, I didn't even mention Japan.
No.
I didn't.
Wow.
I didn't. We were talking about other stuff, but I thought it.
Yeah.
I totally thought it. I'm not even
I'm sure you were sitting there trying to like figure out where you could insert it into
Can I just say, okay, look, can I be honest? I did think one thing, but I didn't say it. But I'll,
which was?
This is a safe place, so I can talk, right? Okay, it's a safe place. I thought, I was like, you know what? In Japan, the broth would be hotter. I'm serious. I did think that. But they can't. Like, in America, we're like little scaredy cats. Like, we can't take the heat. So
that's
we don't do hot broth.
No, I do think it's amazing. You sold me on.
So you know what's so funny is when I told people, like, oh, yeah, I'm planning. And this is a trip me and my friends, we've been planning for 2 years, like a long, long time.
What's been a place on your list of like, I want to go here really bad.
And I've wanted to go there my whole life. Yeah. Like, I've just absolutely been fascinated with Japan. I'm a Japanophile. That sounds weird. like an Anglophile, but for Japan. And, you know, when I mentioned to a lot of people that I want to go to Japan, a lot of people were like, why?
Yeah.
Because they didn't really understand, like they didn't quite necessarily, because when people think like big world trip, they're thinking Europe.
Right.
Now that's a trip I've already done. And I've always said, like, people have been like, hey, where do you want to go? And I'm like, I want to go to the most opposite place of where I live. I want to go somewhere where I truly feel like I don't know where I am in this world.
Yeah.
And for me, that's always been Asia. And Japan's like been my favorite country, and I'm a huge Nintendo fan, huge anime fan, huge Japanese cinema fan, Japanese culture fan.
The food.
So it made a lot of sense, and you know, I went, and of course my friends were like, yeah, of course, but the external people who didn't necessarily know why I wanted to go there, they're like, I don't really get it. And I come back and I bring the stuff and I talk about it and they see the photos and they're like, oh my gosh, like that's a world like I want to experience too.
Oh,
like,
definitely. I want to go there.
And people ask me, like, people would ask me so many questions and I don't know. It's like, it's funny you say it's like, it's this big life trip and it really is. And I almost forget that it happened this year because it was so early in the year, but it really was this like life changing experience.
I mean, I honestly thought at the beginning of this episode, I was like, how long before he even mentioned
Japan? I hope I haven't been annoying to friends and family, and I really try not to be, and now you're making me really self-conscious. I'm gonna go back and think about all the times I've talked about Japan. There's gonna be like very obviously Japanese things, and I'm gonna be like, I can't say anything.
All of 2020, I'm going to try and reference Japan just to see if I can get you to continue.
But that's a trip I will remember for the rest of my life. Like, when people are like, oh, yeah, I'll remember that for the rest of my life, they don't really, like, mean it. But this is – I truly, truly mean it. But anyways, I could gush about Japan over and over. But for me, that was a truly transformational experience.
Yeah.
No. But you had a transformational, amazing experience, too.
I did as well. In New Jersey.
In New Jersey, yes. You go from Japan to New Jersey.
We should have kicked off with mine.
Yes, yeah. Yours. They're both good in their own way, for sure.
Mine is a little different. You know, Edgar's. It looks at the world globally. I kind of stick to one portion of the map because I don't really like flying.
Yeah.
So taking trips for me in itself is really difficult. But I figure for my 30th, I would go to what I would probably consider one of my meccas in terms of, you know, places that are highly connected with who I am. And that's Kevin Smith. Mm-hmm. A lot of my humor, a lot of my love for cinema and everything is rooted in my love for Kevin Smith. And so, you know, going to see where Clerks was filmed, going to his comic book shop, like all those things were really important to me. But I also, I've never been to the New England states before. I've never been in that part of the U.S. And I wanted to experience it. You know, there was, I'm a huge fan of like New York style pizza and bagels,
the East Coast,
and a lot of food that comes from the East Coast. So, I just like, it was something that I felt was necessary, and kind of like with you in Japan, so many people, when they were like, where are you going for your 30th? I'm like, Jersey. And they're like, why?
Yeah.
Because for the most part, I mean, on a cultural level, Jersey Shore is what most people assume New Jersey is like.
They think it's dirty. They think it's like weird and tough guys and blah, blah, blah.
Those people exist, but not to the level that that show made it seem. And yeah, I thought it was a wonderful time. I couldn't tell you really much about it because it was one long dream state. Mm-hmm. I felt like none of it was real the whole time. But yeah, it was, you know, it was a really big deal for me, and it makes me, it gave me the travel bug though. Like now, I'm thinking globally because I'm like, okay, you know, being in a different part of the U.S. and like,
well, if you go to Japan, you call me, I'll go.
Yeah, yeah, Japan. You know, yeah. Yeah, Japan and like Scotland and stuff like that.
Ooh,
different places.
Scotland. That'd be good.
That I'd be down to go check out.
That's awesome. That was a great trip for you. The stories you told me, you could just tell how much it meant to you, and it was just special because it was your 30th birthday and you met some of your heroes.
Yes,
and
very true.
That's very special. Yeah. That's so funny. Yeah, we're going over the year in review, and I was sort of just thinking pop culture wise and in general, but bringing it back to our personal lives, we both had very important trips that we will be talking about and remembering
forever.
I'm gonna try not to talk about it so much, but
anytime someone brings up Kevin Smith, I'm like,
I've been there.
I went and asked for cigarettes.
I did that. You can totally do that for sure.
I'll take it over for you. The moment people start talking about Japan, I'll be like, you ever heard of New Jersey?
Yeah,
that's the place you want to go.
Totally. That's awesome. All right. Well, 2019, man, quite the year. Like you said, in many respects, it sort of felt like a pale comparison of 2018, and there was a lot of lows. But you've just reminded me there was also a lot of highs. Yeah. So
can't forget that.
2019. All right, that's a year
in the books.
In the books. More on what's to come in 2020 tomorrow. But let us know what your favorite moments of 2019 were at Daily Sunnyside, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.